Shu'ith Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shu'ith Bavli, Dav Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Bun, boy, im lo yinoidu lo besoif, heich mei v'korban. Rabbi Bun asks that why must we expound the teach about Yediyah at the end? If he doesn't find out at the end, how would he bring a korban? Well, since it did not need to teach Yediyah at the end, we use it to teach about Yediyah at the beginning. The Pasuk says, or he was informed about his sin and he brought, and that's there in Vayikra Perek, the Dalad Pasuk Chof Gimel. We should say that since it need not teach Yediyah at the end, we use it to teach about Yediyah at the beginning. But Korban Chatas does not require Yediyah at the beginning.
Yom HaKippurim, Shemavim Achay Yom HaKippurim, B'chayavim HaShomayis Tluyim B'turim.
The answer is we establish it to discuss one who is liable, Echatas or Asham, Vadai, and Yom Kippur passed. He brings after Yom Kippur, but one who is obligated, Asham Tali, is exempt after Yom Kippur. Talmud Lema, Ehoida Elav, Chatasai, Behevi, Af La'Achay Yom HaKippurim. One might have thought that also Chatas or Asham Vadai is exempt after Yom Kippur, but the Pasuk says, or it was informed him about his sin and he brought even after Yom Kippur. Minan she'en medabela al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. What's the source that is discussing only Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshav and holy items? Is it va'onash al yedei Tuma v'chayev korban al yedei Tuma ma onesh v'adhova ha'omel ha'alon v'Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav af v'shechayev korban al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. And so the Torah warned and punished for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov, also in an obligate for Korban, it's for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov.